Hello, everybody, and welcome to Paddock Project. We have a very exciting episode for you all today. It's our interviews that we did live in Austin with Yuki Tsunoda and Liam Lawson on Visa Cash App RB. So many fun things that we talked about and can't wait for you all to hear. So we're going to dive in to Yuki first and then get to Liam Lawson. All right, we're rolling. Yuki, so great to be with you. Welcome to the United States.
Thank you. You've had
basically another summer break, about 4 weeks off.
Yep.
I know you were in Japan, Taiwan. What did you get up to? What was your highlight of the break?
Taiwan was cool. The first time actually Formula One drives in the country.
Yeah.
And almost 80,000 people came to the
showrun.
And the one thing I remember most was the Taiwan mayor, that one of the city mayors said, you know, the show run, the timex I did for like donuts in the show run is actually kind of proves that, you know, the Formula One actually drives in the street, and
wow.
it's only for us to, you know,
yeah.
having that timex in the city. So yeah, that was that kind of words, yeah, like
special. It's
special for me. So it's good one. Yeah,
amazing. And you are already at a points total that exceeded last year. What do you attribute your success in driving and racing this year to?
Yeah, so far it's been a good year as a team as well. We're currently sitting P6 in team championship, and if we're able to achieve P6 end of the season, that'll be the first time for us as a history.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be amazing. And for me as well, able to improve from last year and already able to beat my last year's points, which I need to probably as proof to, you know, that I'm improving every year, showing my performance. So yeah, hopefully it'll continue like this, and hopefully I can achieve at least you know, biggest points I ever done in the last 3 years. That'll be great.
And you're drinking a Red Bull right now. You're part of the Red Bull family. You have a long history with them. What's your favorite part about that, and how do you see your future with them growing?
Yeah, I mean, this drink gives me wings, as always, before the session, you know. Actually, normally I'm quite sleepy before the session. Actually, and like, okay, I need something to wake me up. And one time I had an experience, probably depends on the person, right? How caffeine will affect to you. If I drink too much, like a whole of can, I get too excited. And it was actually last year Austria race, and I was starting from the behind, like I had engine penalty, whatever. And I needed good starts, or I was drinking a lot of Red Bull. And like, it turned to turn three, I forgot to brake.
No.
Actually, lose my front wing and went off track.
You're never again.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
I'm still drinking. Don't get me wrong, but I know what's the maximum capacity I can.
So what's your ratio? Half a can.
Half a can.
That's like me and Tiggy. We don't drink coffee. Sarah can have like six cans.
I love Red Bull.
You drink six cans in a day.
She's not that many, but I love caffeine.
Yeah, it's good. It's good one.
That's amazing.
Gives energy for sure.
So let's rewind back to Japan, your home race. Which moment of that weekend was so exciting for you as a home points finisher? How was that?
That was great. You know, like last 3 years, able to at least finish in qualifying close to the points, which is you know, finishing starting at P11, P12, and I lost. Last 2 years losing opportunity at the start, especially, and it was kind of similar also this year. I lost a couple of positions in starts, and then the red flag came, so kind of done a restart again, but starting from P12, and able to retake the position that I lost in first start. And after that, also I got helped by mechanics having a good pit stop and achieving the point. That was definitely special. And you know, the whole crowds in the in lap after the checker flag, I can see the whole crowds clapping their hands and having a standing up and clapping their hands and, you know, supportive words. You know, that kind of view is definitely, as a Japanese, as a home country, you know, driver, it's definitely special,
so
and
special.
Things that I never forget, for sure.
Yeah. What was the celebration like after?
A lot of Wagyu, Japanese Wagyu
in food Tokyo.
Connoisseur. Yeah, yes. And a couple of drinks as well, obviously, with Red Bull, exactly, Red Bull vodka. Yeah, that was that definitely kicks me in for the nightlife. So yeah, that was a good night. Yeah.
Amazing. So you have a new teammate this weekend. Any words of advice for Liam?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. It's been a long relationship, yeah, with him, and it's not the first time actually he jumped in the middle of the season, and I think he know what he have to do and he have to prove from his side and also my side. I know what I have to do, so I think a bit different, but I think most of things are similar what we want to achieve, I think. And I think being already in this level, jumping in the middle of the season, proving already that he's already a good driver, right? Otherwise, he won't be in Formula One. So at this level, I don't think there's any advice that I can give. So
just very humble of you.
Yeah, let's have a peaceful race between us, because we've been a lot of contact in previous categories, and definitely we didn't make our boss happy, so let's not do that. But at the same time, hopefully we can achieve a P6 in team championship as a team, and obviously hopefully we can have a good season rest of the races. Yeah,
we're excited to watch you all. And we also have to say, Daniel left recently, and he was a great teammate of yours.
Yeah,
what was one thing that you learned from Daniel that you want to take forward?
Definitely the emotional control. The one thing I was impressed about was as a driver, at least myself, when I have a bad session, for example, or big mistake, I kind of carry that frustration into the meeting, especially first half of the season, or last year, second half of the season, before Daniel came, and didn't able to give the proper feedback as I normally do. But Daniel was, even at, he had a bad race or bad qualifying, you know, big mistakes, he was very consistent, he didn't show much about the frustration from his side to the other people, and being very professional, which definitely got impressed. And I was always watching his face, right, in the engineer meeting, like surely he showed some frustration, but actually he was always consistent, and you know, giving some jokes as well to give the engineering room bright mood. So yeah, that was impressive.
It's amazing to hear that from the inside, because we can see that from social media, but sometimes you don't know if that's actually the real picture. And it feels like it was very true for him.
Yep.
So we love to wrap up with a couple rapid fire questions. So first one, if you had to be stranded on an island with only one person from the grid, who would it be?
Good question.
You don't have to say Liam, because he didn't say you, so.
he said not you.
Oh, for sure, not him as well. Can I choose Daniel?
Yes, of course.
Daniel.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
We love that.
What would you guys do on the island? Just goof off?
We're going to sing.
Sing?
He likes singing.
Oh.
So we're going to sing together. You know, being, you know, just two of us, it's pretty lonely, so hopefully we can keep singing and have fun. We like drinking wine as well. Hopefully we have
You can have a bottle of his
and he has wine now.
Yeah. Getting drunk. That'll be cool.
I love that. All right, well, speaking of food and wine, you are a food connoisseur. If you had to cook one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that's pretty tough. Sushi.
Okay.
Ooh,
any
that.
Kind of, what type of fish?
Oh, you can't say that, because the one thing good about sushi, you can choose the ingredients. Yeah. So,
all types of fish.
Oh, tuna.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so when you're driving a road car, not an F1 car, first of all, do you drive like an F1 driver, or do you drive like a civilian? And then second of all, what car do you drive?
I try to not drive like Formula One driver, but sometimes, but just natural blood things, some passenger didn't like it.
You drink a Red Bull, forget to brake.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. Like
Red Bull, don't drink it before the normal roads. So Yeah, especially in the mountain, I became a bit more like Formula One driver. And like probably in the city, I tried to be more calm.
More chill.
Yeah, chill.
Good. Late braking on those mountain roads.
But you know, it's some mountain roads have a bit of like cliff.
Yeah.
And that scares me a lot.
Dangerous.
No way.
All right. What's your favorite thing about being in the U.S.?
Love the vibe, especially Austin's my favorite place out of the three Grand Prix, like Las Vegas, Miami, here. Especially like live music is going around in the nightlife here. Just the vibe here, the people, very supportive. I like country song, so like country vibe here. It just makes me comfortable and relaxing.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
And the brisket is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, the brisket.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you wish F1 fans knew about you that they might not know?
I think I pretty much showed everything.
You're an open book.
So.
And you're good at soccer. We saw you juggling a ball earlier.
Okay, I'm good. Quite. I like multiple sports.
There we go.
Yeah, two cycles, for example. I like motorcycles, mountain biking. I done recently get board stuff. Like, I like snowboards, wakeboarding.
Ah,
yeah.
Awesome.
So those stuff, yeah.
You're meant to be a member of the Red Bull family then. And lastly, do you have any hot takes or predictions for this weekend?
Other than I get P1.
Yes.
I don't get P1. I would say both drivers. As a V-Cup, score points.
All right.
Top 10.
Oh,
great one.
We love
yeah.
that.
Yuki, thank you so
thank
much.
You so
I'm rooting
much.
For you this
Appreciate
weekend.
It.
Thank you very much.
Hope lots of brisket in your future.
Oh, yeah.
Like most people, we love a great deal, but what we don't love is jumping through a million hoops just to end up saving a few dollars, especially when it comes to wireless plans. There's so many promos and offers out there, but they do really make it hard to get good quality savings. With Mint Mobile, it really is so easy though. For just $15 a month, you can get a wireless plan when you get a 3-month plan. And the website and activation process are so seamless. Honestly, the longest part of this process is going to be the time that you spend on hold trying to break up with your old provider. To get started, go to mintmobile.com/F1RTheGirls. There you can see that right now, all 3-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you can bring your old phone number along with all of your existing contacts. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/F1RTheGirls. That's mintmobile.com/F1RTheGirls. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/F1RTheGirls. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions may apply. Women's health is really, really important to us, and we think that balanced hormones really play a key role in that. One thing that we've been loving is the supplement Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, and that's a company that's committed to making women's lives easier. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, science-backed herbal extracts that help the body adapt to stressors like hormone changes that can happen naturally throughout a woman's life. We love it because it helps us maintain optimal hormone levels and supports our mood and general well-being, especially in our crazy day-to-day times. There is a reason that Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code F1RTheGirls for 15% off today. Passion, drive, and patience, the formula for winning F1 championships, is sometimes also what you need to keep your beloved car running day in and day out. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're looking for speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has got you covered. They have over 122 million parts for your car. You'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And they have eBay Guaranteed Fit, which means your part is guaranteed to fit your car every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're about burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. So keep your car alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sorry. Hello, Liam. We're so happy to be back with you. Last time we spoke with you was in Miami, and now you are in a full-time race seat for the rest of the season. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's just a lot. Obviously, sprint weekend this weekend, new track, and most of the tracks we go to for the rest of the year I've never driven as well. So I'm excited, but I just know it's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, this is the second season in a row where you're jumping into a car with, you know, little notice. How have you been staying mentally, physically prepared for that, knowing that the chance could come this season?
Well, I guess in that sense, luckily I've done it before last year. So I know the challenges. I know that each weekend we're sort of starting from scratch a little bit. But in a way, I don't have a choice. I kind of just am forced to learn fast and try and adapt. But obviously it's a massive opportunity for me, so I'm just excited for that.
What happened when that call came?
It wasn't even a call, actually. It was done in person, which was with Christian, which was very, very cool. It had been talked about for a long time. I knew the team wanted to put me in somewhere at some point, but we just didn't know where that was going to be. So finally to get the news in person was pretty exciting.
I can only imagine. And you've been part of the Red Bull V-Carb family for a long time. How are you thinking about the transition now that you're on the team, and what kind of impact do you want to make for the rest of the season?
I think our goal is P6 in the championship at the moment. As a team, that's what we've been fighting for all year, what the guys have been doing, and now obviously my role is a lot more important to try and achieve that. So it's going to be tough. We have upgrades coming throughout the rest of the year, one this weekend as well. So obviously from my side, I'm just going to do the best job I can to try and just try and score points.
And thinking about the rest of the season, you touched on this a little bit, how you will not have driven most of the tracks. Are there any tracks that you think will be extra challenging or that you're most excited to try to tackle?
I think, honestly, I'm really excited for this weekend. Even as reserve, the last couple of years being here was a race I actually enjoyed. Which I can't say, there was too many of those, honestly. Just the atmosphere, like the Austin itself being in America, and the track, I'll find out tomorrow, but I think I like it from simulator and stuff over the years. I'm excited for the rest of the year. Obviously we have Vegas as well, which will be exciting. And then I would say Abu Dhabi is a track that I've done in the past that I like, so I'm excited to finish there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were recently speaking of countries, you were talking about feeling like you have your country behind you. What has that been like? It's a small, but it's a very mighty, mighty country.
We definitely are. It's cool. It's something that, obviously it's been a long time coming and something that a lot of people have supported, a lot of people behind me from New Zealand. So yeah, it's a pretty special thing to have the messages over the last couple of weeks. And just the support that I have. As you say, we're a small country, but motorsport is very, passionate in New Zealand. And this is a really cool thing for our country, so I'm excited.
Is anyone from home here cheering you on this weekend?
Nobody from home, nobody from New Zealand. But I have some close family here from America, and then for the rest of the year, obviously I'd like to get my parents over for at least one of the races this year.
Bring them to Vegas. It's always fun to go to Vegas with.
That's the plan, to be honest, so yeah.
We also saw you getting in the mindset by watching Cars on the way over here. So tell us about that ritual.
You guys see everything now.
That's the point.
It is a bit of a ritual, to be honest. It's a movie that I love. Every time I watch it, there's little things, like the detail that goes into that movie. I know it sounds crazy, but it's really, really cool. So I like it. So
if anyone's going to watch the Cars movie, what should they look out for the most?
I don't know. I would say
the whole thing. Just love the entire movie.
It's hard to pick. Yeah, it's hard to pick one thing. There's a lot of good things about that movie. The detail with the race at the start. Like I never noticed, but there's like a, at the start and the opening scene when they're racing, that Lightning's following one of the cars and he has a camera on the back of it, like a rear cam showing the cars behind, which I didn't even think was a thing back in 2006 whenever the movie came out.
Very ahead of the time.
Maybe that's where F1 got the idea.
I know, right? So stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Awesome.
It's a sick movie.
Amazing. We've also got Yuki watching on here. What's your favorite thing about Yuki so far as a teammate?
That's a really difficult question.
Such an endearing smile.
To be honest, it's a long relationship. It's been six years. My first year as a Red Bull Junior, I think it was his first year. 2019 was your first year as a Red Bull Junior, right? 2019, yeah. So both of our first years, teammates throughout the year. So yeah, it's been a long time, but obviously there's a lot from him, especially with his experience in F1 that I'm gonna be trying to learn off.
Amazing. All right, we'll end with some really fast, rapid fire hot takes. If you had to be stranded on an island with anyone from the grid, who would it be?
It wouldn't be Yuki.
No survival skills?
Well, you have to explain that answer.
Who would I pick? Who's got survival skills? I have no idea.
Somebody, Kevin Magnussen might.
Yeah, you know what? He's like Viking. Yeah,
or Valtteri Bottas. I'm going with the Viking.
I'd go with K-Mag, yeah.
What's your favorite TV show or movie or any type of content you've seen recently?
Cars.
Yes, cars. Yeah, cars. Yeah.
That's an easy one. All right, we're in Texas. Do you have a favorite thing about Texas? And if you had to choose, cowboy hat or cowboy boots?
Cowboy boots. I love cowboy boots. I got up here last night.
You're not wearing them.
I know, I'm loud, but I would be. I like a lot of cowboy boots.
All right, us too, clearly.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Thank you. We love to do some hot takes or predictions. Do you have any hot takes for this weekend?
Sprint weekend, so probably action-packed, plenty of stuff going on, especially with teams, including us, with new upgrades. It's going to be everyone trying to learn as quickly as possible. Obviously for me it's going to be times 10, but I would say just probably a lot of action this weekend.
Yeah, everybody's awesome. Had a long break, so it's going to be interesting, but we're wishing you the best.
Thank you.
And super stoked for the weekend. Thank you so much, Liam.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.